The COP28 Climate Summit is happening right now in Dubai. People from all over the world are coming together to talk about how to fight climate change. The Earth's climate is changing really fast, and we need to take action quickly. But don't worry, there are some good ideas being discussed at the summit. Let's look at five of them. First, we need to stop using fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas. These fuels are causing a lot of pollution and making the Earth hotter. Many countries and scientists want to make a deal to get rid of these fuels. But even if we stop using them, it won't be enough to fix the problem. Second, we can use renewable energy sources like wind and solar power instead. These sources are getting cheaper, so more people are using them. By 2030, they could supply more than a third of all electricity. But we also need other technologies like batteries and nuclear power to help when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining. Third, we can switch to electric cars. They don't pollute as much as cars that run on petrol or diesel. They can reduce emissions by about two-thirds. Electric cars are becoming more popular, and by 2023, they could make up 18% of new car sales. They are also getting cheaper, so more people can afford them. Another idea is to reduce methane emissions. Methane is a gas that makes the Earth hotter. It comes from things like farming, using fossil fuels, and waste. Over 150 countries have promised to reduce methane emissions by 30% by 2030. Lastly, we need to capture carbon dioxide, CO2, from the air or from where it comes from. CO2 is a gas that makes the Earth hotter. The natural world already takes in more than half of the CO2 we make, but we're making it hard for them to do that. We can help by planting more trees and using technology to capture CO2. But these ideas are still new and expensive. In conclusion, the COP28 Climate Summit is talking about ways to fight climate change. We need to use less fossil fuels, use more renewable energy, drive electric cars, reduce methane emissions, and capture CO2. It won't be easy, but these ideas give us hope that we can protect the Earth for future generations.